Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Dawn Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, June 29th, 1950, lively celebrations occurred in Barbados following the victory of the West Indies cricket team over England at Lord's. By a margin of 326 runs, it was the first time the West Indies had won a test at Lord's. England had won the first test at Manchester by 202 runs, and this Lord's test was keenly followed on radio. The West Indies made a solid 326 in the first innings and bundled out the host for 151 with Ramadan and Valentine wreaking havoc. In their second turn at the crease, the West Indies rattled up 425 with Clyde Walker scoring 168 not out. England had been set 600 to win, but faltered to the Spin Twins once again for 274, the only resistance coming from Washbrook. According to the Advocate, as soon as victory was realized, Bridgetown was all pride and joy. Bets were drawn, and at Goddard's restaurant, the chorus of congratulations was accompanied by champagne. With Barbadian John Goddard at the victorious skipper, many old cricketers congratulated old Joe Goddard, John's father and the founder of the Goddard's company. One congratulatory note read, "Hearty congratulations to you and the gallant team on splendid victory over John Bull's 11. Keep good work up and bring back ashes." On Broad Street, the Advocate reported that various business establishments were decorated with flags and buntings, and one bus conductor reportedly walked briskly down Broad Street with a flag saying, "This is for the English team." Bicyclists decorated their cycles with hibiscus flowers, while vehicles were bedecked with flowers and ferns. Men also wore flowers on cap peaks and in their buttonholes, and in the numerous rum shops in Bridgetown and in the country, the topic was cricket. In one Bridgetown shop, the Advocate reported that men sang and danced while a small boy beat a quick tempo on a rusty bucket. The West Indies would go on to win the series 3-1, their first series victory over England. But there was none sweeter than this victory at Lord's on this day in 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.